I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. As the civil war in Syria grinds on, more and more people are forced to flee their homes. They're hoping to get to more peaceful, more stable places in Europe and the U.S. Many Syrians, though, are being stopped at the borders because, very simply, they're not from there. So let's talk about those borders. What are they exactly? Not surprisingly, people don't agree on the definition of what a border really is. My next guest has been thinking about this a lot. Atousa Araxia Abrahamian is the author of a new book, an essay, really, called The Cosmopolites, The Coming of the Global Citizen. Thanks very much for being with us, Atousa. Let me ask you first about your own background and what got you thinking about borders and citizenship in the first place.
So I come from a very international background. I grew up going to international schools. My parents worked at the UN, and I have had three citizenships for as long as I can remember. So I'm a Swiss citizen, an Iranian citizen. My parents were born in Iran. And I'm also Canadian because I was born in Canada and I grew up in Geneva. So this idea that of one person having one citizenship and feeling bound to one nation was never intuitive to me. I'd always felt a little scattered and a little stateless. And I became interested in this idea of citizenship being something less, something more flexible and less fixed, you know, growing up. And then as a reporter, I discovered that there was actually a big market for buying and selling passports, which seems to reinforce this idea that maybe citizenship is not as inherently meaningful as people make it out to be. Maybe it is a little bit more arbitrary. Maybe it's not deserved. Maybe it's not something that you are stuck with your whole life.
Let's talk about the purchase of passports, the purchase of citizenship. I mean, you checked out these passport conventions. What happens at these gatherings and who goes there?
Yes, these passport conventions, they brand themselves as global citizenship junkets. So rather than buying a citizenship or buying a passport, which sounds a little bit shady, it sounds like something, you know, James Bond villain would do, you're becoming a global citizen. The way that these conferences are set up, I mean, really, they're quite ordinary. It's in a conference room, you know, a lot of tax lawyers and whatnot. And countries will present their citizenship as a commodity. And they will say, okay, this is why our country is a good place to be a citizen. St. Kitts and Nevis has a really huge passport business.
They're in the Caribbean.
In the Caribbean, yeah. I think a couple of years ago, something like a quarter of their GDP came from the sale of citizenship.
Wow.
Which is astonishing, and it's really helped their economy. But so the prime minister or a representative would go on stage and say, well, we have very low taxes, we have a very stable government, we have beautiful beaches. If you buy a condo worth $400,000, you can have a passport for free, essentially, as well. So it's a kind of a dog and pony show. They present their commodities to a large crowd of accountants, lawyers, bankers, people who work for the very rich.
Yeah, but it's not right. It's not the desperate people who are honestly in search of another place to live. It's billionaires who are getting these passports.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's now very well known that refugees from the Middle East and Africa take these arduous journeys to get asylum in Europe. But what most people don't know is that a billionaire from Libya can become an EU citizen in under a year just by investing in Malta, which sells its nationality for a little over $1 million.
So what does it tell us about the kind of artificiality of citizenship?
Well, I think that it tells us a little bit more about the artificiality of borders and how they apply a lot more to the poor than to the rich. I suppose the thesis of the Cosmopolites is that borders are alive and well, but for a price, you can flatten them.
Journalist Atousa Araxia Abrahamian is the author of The Cosmopolites, The Coming of the Global Citizen. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Thanks, Marco.